Today's daf is Chulin daf Kuf Chaf Tes, and we are at the very last daf of Perek Arva Roitev, four lines from the bottom of daf Kuf Chaf Ches Amud Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Schus Refuah Shalema for Shlomo Ben Sar Alis. So we're in the middle of the sugya of Eiver HaMedoldol and Basar HaMedoldol. So what's an Eiver uBasar HaMedoldol? That's an aver of an animal, or a kezias of flesh of an animal, that's almost completely severed from the animal. So it's dangling. It's literally hanging on for dear life. So it hasn't been completely severed, but it's almost completely severed. And despite the fact that it's part of the animal, the Gemara darshins from a pasuk that aver hamedoldol and basar hamedoldol are asur ba'achila. Essentially, then, it's similar to aver menachai and basar menachai. Aver menachai and basar menachai is aver or kezias basar of an animal that was detached from the animal while the animal was alive. Where the halach is that even if afterwards the animal has a proper shechita, but being that it was taken from the animal when the animal was alive, it remains asur b'achila forever. The aver hamedoldol and the basar hamedoldol is very similar. Same idea, that once it's medoldol, in while the animal was alive, even if later there's a kasha shechita, it doesn't matter, that aver and that basar will be aser forever. Stating that, there is an important difference between aver menachai and aver hamedoldol. And that is that aver menachai, in addition to it being aser b'achila, is also tameh. It's a source of toma. It's one of the avos hatoma. So just like a sheretz is a source of toma, a mace is a source of toma, a nida, a zava, zava are sources of toma. Aver menachai is a source of toma as well. Aver hamedoldol is not a source of toma. Stating that, it's treated as oichel, even while it's attached to the animal, and as a result, it's subject to the laws of Tumas Eichlin. But it has to conform with the guidelines of Tumas Eichlin. In order for Eichel to become Tameh, it has to be a share. In order for Eichel to become Tameh, it has to first be Huchshel Lekabel Tumah. Something that's a source of Tumah doesn't have to be Huchshel Lekabel Tumah. V'chiyut HaMayim Alzera is talking about Tumas Eichlin. The point is that Eiver Menachai and Eiver HaMedoldol are both Aser b'achila, but the important distinction is that as it relates to the laws of Tumah v'Tahira. Eiver menachai is a source of Tumah. Eiver hamedoldol is not a source of Tumah. As it relates to basar, basar menachai is not a source of Tumah. Certainly basar hamedoldol is not a source of Tumah. So eiver menachai, eiver hamedoldol has the difference that eiver menachai, in addition, it to be, being asav achila is also a source of tumah. Eiver hamedoldol is asav achila; it's not a source of tumah. As it relates to the basar, basar min hachai and basar hamedoldol are both not sources of tumah. That's in contrast to nevela, where not only is an aver of nevela asar b'achila and tumah, but a kezias basar of nevela is also asar b'achila and is tumah. Thus, if you really want to draw it up and summarize it as an introduction to today's daf and yesterday's daf, the way you would do that is as follows. You have three categories. You have nevela, you have min hachai, and you have medoldol. As it relates to nevela, an aver of nevela, a kezias basar of nevela, asar b'achila. An aver min hachai, a kezias basar min hachai, asar b'achila. Aver hamedoldol, a kezias basar hamedoldol, asar b'achila. As it relates to tumah, they're all different. Aver min hachai, an aver of nevela and kezias basar of nevela are both sources of tuma. Aver min hachai is tameh, but kezias basar min hachai is not tameh. Aver hamedoldol and kezias basar hamedoldolim are both not tameh. The Gemara had discussed in the context of its discussion of the Mishnah, which mentions a lot of different halachas regarding the tumas oichlin component of aver hamedoldol and kezias basar hamedoldol. That is that being that a kezias basar nevela is tameh, but a kezias basar of aver menachai is not tameh, it would chapen afkemina if you have an aver menachai and now a little bit of basar separates itself from the Eiver Menachai. Is that basar going to be tameh or is it not going to be tameh? Meaning, if a kezias basar separates itself from an Eiver of nevela, it's possible it's going to be tameh. Because kezias basar of nevela is always tameh. Whether it was attached to an Eiver, whether it wasn't attached to an Eiver. But what about if the kezias basar was part of the Eiver Min Hachai And now it separated itself from the Eivre Menachai. Would it be Tomei or not? And in yesterday's daf, we saw that the halach is it would not be Tomei. And the Gemara said that that's the nafkemina where you find sometimes the Tanaim debated whether something is Aser Mishum Eivre Nevel or Eivre Menachai. Think, Gemara, what's the difference? Eivre Menachai is Aser and Tomei. Eivre Nevel is Aser and Tomei. And the Gemara said the nafkemina would be if the Kizayis Basar separated itself from that Eivre. If it's Eivre Nevela, then it would be Aser. If it's Eivre Menachai, it wouldn't be Aser. Stating that, the Gemara is going to begin now with a brisa that's going to qualify that halach. Tanu Rabbanan. Hachoytech Kizayis Basar Eivre Menachai. If somebody cuts up a Kizayis Basar from Eivre Menachai, so the halach is as follows. Yesterday's daf, we said that it's not going to be Tomei. Aser, of course. We're not discussing Iser. We're discussing Tumma. And we said, why won't it be Tomei? Because although Eivre Menachai is Tomei, Kizayis Basar Menachai is not Tomei. Stating that, says the Braisa, Chotchoi, it's only if you cut it off before you had in mind and had intention to use it as food that it's going to be taught. If, however, while the Kizayis Basar was attached to the Eivre, you had in mind to treat it as food, you had in mind to feed it to a Ben Nayach, for example, and then you cut it off, then the halach is, it's going to be Tomei. What's the Svara? I thought that Kizayis Basar of Chai is not Tomei. So why should this Kizayis Basar that separated itself from it, why is it different that it was once attached to an Eivre Menachai? The answer is very simple. Because being that Eivre Menachai is Tomei, a Kizayis Basar, or maybe a Kebeya of Basar, that's attached to the Eivre Menachai, is now touching the Davar Tomei. And being that it's touching the Davar Tomei, that is in and of itself a reason that it should be Tomei. Stating that, the Braisa says, one second, it's not so simple. Why? Because in order for something to become Tomei from coming in contact with Eivre Menachai, you would have to look at the Kizayis Basar as being Eichel. Okay, it's a Kizayis Basar. Why shouldn't it be Eichel? Because it's as far as that while it's attached to the Eivre Menachai, it's not viewed as Eichel. We look at it as Gidim and Atzamos. We don't look at it as Eichel. So if we don't look at it as Eichel, then Freshtetzach, there's no way to deem it Tumas Eichlin. However, if you had a machshava to treat it as Eichel, that would now give it the chashivas of Eichel. So if you had the machshava before you cut it off, so you had the machshava to treat the Kizayis Basar as Eichel, now it's Eichel. It's attached to the Eiver, it becomes Tomei. Thus, achakachotcha, it's going to remain Tomei. If, however, you had the machshava after you cut it off, so then when it was mechuber, it never had a chashivas of Eichel, so there's no way for it to have Tumas Eichlin. In other words, this braisa, it's a one-line braisa, but it requires a real introduction, and Havana and the sugyas that we're learning, is saying a very yisoidistic halacha, that even though Kizayis Basar Menachai is not Tomei, and as a result, the Gemara said that if you would remove a Kizayis Basar from an Eivre Menachai, it wouldn't be Tomei. That's only mitzad Tumas Atzmoi. Mitzad it's Igna Yichus. But at the end of the day, you always have to look at the Kizayis Basar Menachai from two perspectives. Number one, is it a source of Tumah? So the answer is no. But number two, it's attached to a Davar Tomei. And that's Tumah 101, that if something comes in contact with Tumah, that too becomes Tomei. Now you're going to ask me, it has to be Huchshel Kabel Tumah. The Gemara is going to discuss that. But for now, conceptually, it's touching the Davar Tomei. So if it's touching the Davar Tomei, it should be Tomei. So the Gemara says it depends. Because in order for it to become Tomei from touching a Davar Tomei, it would have to be viewed as an Eichel. In order for it to be viewed as an Eichel, you would need a machshava, a proactive thought, to give it the chashivus of an Eichel. That's the braisa. If you had the machshava before you cut it off, so it was an Eichel when it was mechobar, it's going to have Tumas Eichlin. Otherwise, it's not going to have Tumas Eichlin. Zok Tegmar, Rav Asi lay all the way Midrash. Rav Asi one day didn't go to Beis Medrash. Ashke chile Rav Zeira, and he met Rav Zeira. Amalei, mai amar Rabbanu b'Beis Medrash. So he told Rav Zeira, I know in Beis Medrash b'loi chiddush. So he said, what was the chiddush that they said over in Beis Medrash today? Amalei. So he told him, my kashalach, is there something bothering you that you're wondering? You know, maybe it was discussed. Amalei says, yeah, in fact, there is. Apparently, they were learning maybe Perek Arva Roitiv. So he said, the Braisa says that if you have a Kizayis Basar that's attached to Eivre Menachai, and you had a machshava that Kizayis Basar should be Eichel, and then you cut it off, it's Tomei. Why? Because it's attached to the Eivre Menachai, which is in and of itself a source of Tumah. And Rav Asi said, I'll tell you what was bothering me. The rule is that the only time something can become Tomei, Tumas Maga, is if the contact happened in an exposed area. If, however, it happened in an undisclosed area, it happened Bahalten, Beis Hastarim, then it's not considered Tomo. We've seen already earlier, Masechta Chulin, that two things that are naturally attached, like a limb which is attached to the rest of the animal. That mukim chibur is considered beis hastarim. So Rav Asi was bothered that how is it possible to say that the gezayis basar would be tamei tumas oichlim because of its natural chibur to the Aver Menachai, that chibur is Tumas Beis Hastarim. And I know Tumas Beis Hastarim. Leimetama, Amal Leis, Rav Zeir told Rav Asi, Afli Didi Kashali. He said, Baruch Shakivanti. I had the same exact kasha. V'shel Tilu Rav Abba Bar Mamo. And I asked this question to Rav Abba Bar Mamo, V'amali, and he gave me a very nice answer. He told me, Amani Remeir, Doma, Tumas Beis Hastarim, Etama. It's true throughout Shas, it's axiomatic that Tumas Beis Hastarim is not Tumma, but not everybody agrees with that. There is a Das Yochid. The Shitas Rav Meir, Rav Meir argued with the Chacham, and he held Tumas Beis Hastarim is a, he's the author of that price. Stam Nishnas Rav Meir, Stam that price is Rav Meir as well. He holds Tumas Beis Hastarim is Metama, thus it's not going to be a question. Amal Eisi told him, V'lav Zimna Sagin, Amr Kamoy, V'amilo, Shani Le the Rav Meir, Ben Tumma the Boy Hechsher, Ben Tumma the Boy Hechsher. So Rav Asi told Rav Zeira, but I heard from you that even Rav Meir, who holds the Chiddush, that Tumas Beis Hastarim is Matama, but he agrees that the thing becoming Tomei Beis Hastarim needs Hechsher Tuma. Meaning, Tumas Beis Hastarim doesn't defy the laws of Hechsher Tuma. Hechsher Tuma is a pasuk in the Torah. And even if the Magga is happening Beis Hastarim, it still needs to oblige and conform with the halachos of Mesechtes Machshirim. In other words, he was asking a follow-up question. At the end of the day, where was the Hechsher Tumma in this braisa? So Rava heard this conversation. He said, that kasha I don't understand. Who said the braisa is talking about, where there was no Hechsher Tumma? The braisa is just discussing that even though a kezayis basam and achai is not tamei ba'etzim, thus, if you remove a kezayis basam and achai from an eva and achai, it shouldn't have its own source of Tumma. But you do have to look at it from the Tumas Magra perspective. Now, Tumas Magra of Tumas Oichlin, there's a loch of Hechsher Tumma. Okay. Hachem am I askim? And the braisa is talking about, like we spoke at earlier, that there was Hechsher Tumma. So Rava said, Umay Kushya. That's not like an answer of the Yesh Loimar. I don't understand the Kasha. Why is it such a Chiddush? Why is that bothering you, Rav Asi, to say that the Braisa is talking about where there was, in fact, Hechsher Tumma? But the Gemara continues, and the Gemara really digresses a little bit. Omale Rabba Bar Chanan the Rava. Lomale Hechsher. I don't understand Rav Asi's Kasha, and I don't even understand Rava's response of Umay Kushya. Right? Rav Asi was bothered that what happened to Hechsher Tumma in this braisa? What did Rava say? Maybe it's talking about where it was Hechsher Lekabel Tumma. It came in contact with water. It was V'chiyut and Mayim Azer or any of the other mashkin that have an ability to be Machshir food. Rabbi Bar Chanan told Rava that L'chair in this case you don't even have to come on to Hechsher Tumma. And this is based on a principle that we saw earlier in Parakar Varoite. And that is Harei Metama Tumma Chamura Agav Aviv. The loch is that the only time Oichel needs to be Hukshu L'kabel Tumma in order for it to become Tomei Tumas Oichlin is if this Oichel in question is an Oichel that will never be subject to a Tumma Chamura. Or as we're going to see in the Gemara right now, never was subject to Tumma Chamura. But any food that was or will be subject to Tumma Chamura is when it's an Oichel and not in a state where it's subject to Tumma Chamura, doesn't need Hechsher Tumma to attain the Tumma Kala. What's the example of this? The example is the Nevela of an Oif Tahar, where the halacha is that it's Mitame Begodim Abay Sablir. So if somebody eats the Nevela of an Oif Tahar, the halach is, when it's in his beis abliya, it's metame his clothing. That's considered a tumma chamura. It's not tumas oichlin, which is only metame other oichlin, and it's only metame b'maga. That's a real tumma. It's a tumma chamura. And the halach is, for that reason, that nivlas oif tahar doesn't need hechsher in order for it to become tummy tumas oichlin, because it's something that shaykh the tumma chamura. When's the shaykh the tumma chamura? In the event that somebody would put it in his mouth, it would be metame his begodim. Thus, it's something that's ra'oi. It's shayach, that's the magic word, shayach to Tumma Chamura, even though right now there's no Tumma Chamura, that's enough to say that when you're dining the Tumma Kala, it doesn't need Hechsher Tumma. It's Gzeiras HaKasav. It's learned out from the fact that what's the makar to Hechsher Tumma v'chiyut and mayim al-zera? The Gemara says, just like Zera is never going to be subject to Tumma Chamura, so too, the only time Oichlin needs chiyut and mayim is if it's Oichlin that's not going to be subject to Tumma Chamura. So what's the Gemara saying? A festezach. This Kizayas Basa that separated from Eber Menachai, this was once subject
to Tumah Chamura, not in the future tense, like in the case of the Nivla Saif Tar, but in the past tense. Why? Because when it was attached to the Eva Menachai, so it was part of the Eva Menachai. It was a Yad, it was a Shomer, it was part of the Eva Menachai. I mean that it was part of the Eva Menachai, it was subject to the Tumah of Eva Menachai. Tumah's Eva Menachai is a Tumah Chamura, it's an Ava Tumah. It's a real source of Tumah, it's Matama Adam and Kalim. It's a real Tumah. So being that it was subject to Tumah Chamura, so now that it's not subject to Tumah Chamura anymore because it separated itself from the Eva Menachai, it's not a Yishyad or a Shoimet to the Eva Menachai, now all you're looking at is Tumah Soichlin, but as it relates to Hekshah Tumah, it doesn't need Hekshah Tumah. You know why? Because it once had Tumah Chamura. It says, look, the Gemara, Amalei Rabbi Rav Chanan L'Rava. He says, you want to know why the Braisa didn't say anything about Hekshah Tumah? Bryce didn't leave it out. Hacha b'mayoskinon. Rav Asi was bothered. It's pashut why. This is a classic example of Tumas Oichlin that was once subject to Tumah Chamura, where the halach is it doesn't need Hekshah Tumah. So it's bediuk nifla that the Bryce left out Hekshah Tumah. Because if you know the laws of Masechtas Machshirin, you would realize that this is one of the exceptions to the rule that don't need Hekshah Tumah, says the Gemara. Amalei, but Rava told him back a major lumbus that's going to take us now through a half a Amud, and that is Kishashimesh Maise Eitz Shimesh. It's true, this is a halacha that Oichel, that's either subject in the future potentially to Tumah Chamura, or was subject to Tumah Chamura in the past, doesn't need Hechsher. But that's only if the time when it was subject to Tumah Chamura, it was Oichel. In this case, when was the Kezayis Basar subject to Tumah Chamura? When it was attached to the Aver. When it was attached to the Aver, it wasn't Oichel, it was Eitz. That's why in the Braisa, you had to have a Machshava to make it an Oichel. Because while it's attached to the Aver, we don't look at it as Oichel. We look at it as Gidim Batzamais. So it's true that this piece of matter was once upon a time Shayach to Tumah Chamura. But at that time, it was Eitz Ba'alma. It wasn't Oichel. The halacha of Tumah Chamura making you exempt from Hekshah Tumah is true, is if at the time that it was subject to Tumah Chamura, it was Oichel. But being that over here, it was Eitz. Eitz Ba'alma, over here, you don't have that halacha. It says the Gemara, Amr Habaya. Hare Amru, Koyfei Sa'ar, Sheyichad Ali Yeshiva Batla. If somebody has Sa'ar, he has leaven of Pesach fame, and he decides that he wants to take his dough, and he's going to make it into a cheer. So the question is, could he do it or not? I mean, at the end of the day, it says in the Torah, Bal Yiroh, Bal Yimotze. So believe it or not, Chazal say that it's okay. This is something that you're allowed to do. Psochim, Taf Mem Hei Amid Bey, says the Gemara, Tumas Alav Dei Raisa, you must say, Abaye said, that this cheer, which can become Tomei, L'chayra, how would a cheer become Tomei? What's the classic example for a cheer to become Tomei? If a Zav sits on it, it would become Tomei Tumas Medras. But what's Tumas Medras? Someone who has Tumah that's Yoytze Migufay, such as a Zav or a Zava, sits, lies, or rides on something that the Derech is to sit, lie, or ride on, that thing will now get a very special Tumah, Tumas Medras, which for our purposes is very much a Tumah Chamura. So said Abai, you must say that if somebody would take bread and he would turn it into a cheer, how do I know that's a possibility? So sugi masechtes psachim. Because there's even a tremendous kula that there's no bayura, bayu matze on that cheer. It must be, said Abaye, that tumas medrash that it would attain is lav deirais. These are b'leitach deirais. Because if you're going to tell me it's a tumah deirais, it's a tumah deirais, it's a tumah deirais. It comes out that all food is now subject to tumah chamura. Why? You have wheat. It's on your roof, and now you want a sheretz falls on it. And the question is the Tommy Knight. So you can tell me it has to be Hukshal Kabal Tumah. What do you mean? Why does it have to be Hukshal Kabal Tumah? This wheat is subject to Tumah Chamura. How? You may make bread, and then you're going to turn it into a cheer, and then when it's a cheer, it's going to be Shaykh to Tumas Medrash if the Zov sits on it. So isn't it always Shaykh to Tumah Chamura? And the way Rashi explains the Kasha, it's a fest, the Kasha. You know what the Kasha is? Because how do you know this halacha that something that's subject to Tumah Chamura doesn't need Hekshah Tumah? What's the makar to it? Zera can never be shayach to Tumah Chamura. So the kasha is fundamentally on the whole drasha. How could you tell me it's never shayach for zera to have Tumah Chamura? I have a great case. You took the zera, the wheat, the barley, you made a cheer out of it. You see, it's a real cheer because it's a sif katan in Hilchas Pesach. So it's a very real cheer. If it's a real cheer, a zav should be able to be metamid. So all zera then is shaykh to Tumah Chamura, which knocks out the whole premise of the drasha, which teaches me that something that shaykh to Tumah Chamura doesn't have the halacha of Hekshah Tumah. Must be Abaye said that tumah is not a tumah deiraisa. Must be it's not a real tumah. As if to say it's not a real cheer. But then if it's not a real cheer, then
how could you keep it in your house on Pesach? Bishlam, if it's a real cheer, so we don't look at it as food anymore. It lost its status as food. It's not food, it's a cheer. Sounds like a chiddush, but okay, that's the Hare Yomer that Abaye is referring to. But if you tell me it's not a cheer midday raisa, meaning midday raisa it's food. So if midday raisa it's food, then lechari it should be by Abaye Matzah. I am bachreinim. But either way, so the Gemara says it's not fair. You know why? Abaye said kishashimesh maitzeh ed shimesh. The same teretz that Rava said earlier. It's true that this food can one day be subject to tumah chamura, but when will it have tumah chamura? If it's a cheer. Then by definition, it's not food. That's not called being shaykh to tumah chamura. The rule of food that could be vulnerable to tumah chamura doesn't have the halacha of hechsher tumah. That's if it's going to be food in the state when it's possible for it to have tumah chamura. This zera would only have tumah chamura if it became something other than food. Oh, if that's the case, that's not the halacha that we're talking about. Omar Abaye, a similar exchange. Hare Yomru, Chazal said, Tikrevis Abedus Chicham Shalech, Lemetam and Ba'ayo. We know Abedus Zara, in addition for it to being very bad, also, it straddles a lot of laws of tumah v'tahayra. Tumas Meis, Tumas Nida, the Mishnah, Mesach the Shabbos, Perek Rabbi Akiva, right? So this is an idea that comes up a lot. But the Kravis Avodah Zarah, something that was offered up to an Avodah Zarah, has Tumas Oyo, says Abaye, you must say Tumas Lav Deiraisa. That's not a real Tumah. It must be that Tumas Oyo, that Oichol that was served up to an Avodah Zarah has, is not a real. Because these are Glad Chateiraisa, if it's a real Tumah, it's either Oichol Shemetama Tumah Chamura. Because again, I have another case where Oichol Shemetama Tumah Chamura. How could they have Tumah Chamura? Somebody worships the Oichol, or he serves the Oichol to an Avodah Zarah, it becomes the Kravis Avodah Zarah. It's Tame Tumas Oyo, certainly sounds like Tumah Chamura. So if that's the case, then how could you tell me Oichol is never subject to Tumah Chamura? What do you mean? I have Oichol that's subject to Tumah Chamura. So the Gemara says, Kishimesh Mai Seid Shimesh, that when somebody serves food to an Avodah Zarah, it doesn't have a Chashivas of Oichol, and as a result, that's why it is not going to be a tzushta to what we're saying. I'm Rabbi, another case. What if somebody has a keli and this cracks in the keli and he used it a lot and as a result, some of the dough, let's say, that he was making in this trough, it got attached into the crevices of the trough. So the halacha, it becomes part of the keli and it takes on the laws of Tumas Keli. Says the Gemara, Tumas Lav Deiraisa. Abaye made the same comment. It must be that's not a real Tumah. These look like Deiraisa. If you're going to tell me that the Tumah, that the dough that's in the cracks of this Keli is a real Tumas Keli, so if it's subject to Tumas Keli, it's subject to Tumah Chamura. So the Gemara says, no, same Teretz, Shimish, Maisa, Eid, Shimish. Maybe it is subject to a real Tumah Deiraisa. Are you going to tell me if that's the case, it's subject to Tumah Chamura? The svar of Tumah Chamura is where it's an oichel and it's subject to Tumah Chamura. When the kelim are stuck in the cracks and we view it as a keli, we're not viewing it as a oichel, we're viewing it as a keli. That's why it's subject to Tumas Kelim. That's not the point of the Gemara. Amalei, Rapapa, the Rav, another kash. Other time, Yechelev, Nevela, B'Kfarim, the Chelev of Nevela, B'Kfarim, we had this yesterday, Tzarech, Machshav, V'Hechshav. So Chelev ordinarily is not Mekabel Tumah, because it's not considered oichel. But in the kfarim, in the villages, they used to eat the chelev. And as a result, the chelev of an avela in the kfarim requires machshava and hechsher in order for it to become tome. Said Rav Papa to Rava, Tumasi agav chulyo lav deiraisa. You must say that when the chelev is attached to the kidneys, so one of the chalovim that are aser is the chelev akloyes. So the chelev that's attached to the kidneys, at that point, it's subject to Tumah Chamura, L'chayra. Why? Because the Kulya is real Oichel, and anything that's a Yad or a Shomer to a real Oichel is Maitri Machas Tumah. Shomer is even Mitzdarif to the Shir Tumah. It must be that's not a real Tumah, because these are the Taikach Tei Reis. If you're going to tell me that when the Chedav is attached to the Kulayos, it's subject to a real Tumah, Matzir L'Oichel Shematam Tumah Chamura. You see, if that's the case, that Oichel could be Metama Tumah Chamura. If that's so, why did the Braisa say Chelev Nevela B'Kfarim Tzorech Machshava V'Hechsher? What do you need Hechsher for? L'Chayra, this Chelev is Shayech to Tumah Chamura. Because before it was detached from the animal, it was attached to the Kloyos. It was a Shomer for the Kloyos. If that's the case, it was subject to Tumah Chamura. Must be that's not a real Tumah Chamura. The Gemara says, no, again, because Shemesh Maisa Eid Shemesh. When it was attached to the Kloyos, it wasn't viewed as Eichel, it was viewed as Eitz. Therefore, it's not a contradiction to this rule. One final example of this, Amar Rav Masa Ariyam, Baishu Sukhs of Israel. If you have a house, and on top of your house, on the roof, there's Zeraim, and you use the Zeraim as part of your roof. So you put hay, straw, on the roof of your house. In the olden days, the roofs were used, right? It was like a chatzar, as is something that comes up very often, Masechtas Erevin, the bias, the chotzer, the karfif, the gag, right? Called gagos is a parak in Masechtas Erevin. They used to use the gagos. Anyways, a person covered up his roof and he put straw there, and in the straw there were some seeds. So those seeds that were intermingled with the straw become part of the roof. That's the halacha. Says the Gemara, Tumas Elab Deiraisa. It must be that Tumah is not Deiraisa. Which Tumah? Which Tumah? The Tumah of this week's parasha, the Tumah of Nega'in, which can affect the bias as well. That Zroim now will be part of the bias and will be shaykh to the Tumah of Tzaras. Must be it's not a real Tumah. These are the Zroim, Shiva Tama Tumah Chamura. I have a great example of how Zroim can be Tama Tumah Chamura. It can even have the Tumah of Tzaras. Must be it's not a real Tumah, because if it's a real Tumah, that knocks out the whole drasha that says dumi de zera that's not subject to tumah chamur. The Gemara says kashimish may say shimish. Same exact areas. You're right. You see that zeram can have tumah chamur, but when's it gonna have tumah chamur? If it's a roof, if it's a roof, that's not the drasha. We're discussing food that in the state of food can be tumah chamur. That's where you have this drasha. Either way, so the Gemara digressed a little bit from its original discussion, which was a kezayis basar min hachai that was removed from Aver min hachai, although it's not tame mitzad atzmoy, because kezayis basar min hachai is not tame, but at the same time, if it was attached to Aver min hachai, then you would have to look at it from the Tumas Oichlin perspective, and the Gemara discussed that in the event that it would be subject to Tumas Oichlin, how's that possible? That was the brayso. We had a machshava to treat it as Oichlin before you removed it. What about Hechsher Tumah? So, I mean, Rav seemed to think it would require Hechsher Tumah. All Oichlin, in order for it to become Tumah, it needs Hechsher Tumah. This would need Hechsher Tumah as well. But the Gemara suggested maybe this wouldn't need Hechsher Tumah. Because being that when it was attached to the Eva Menachai, it had the Tumah of Eva Menachai, that's a Tumah Chamura. There's a rule that anything that's subject to Tumah Chamura doesn't require Hechsher Tumah for Tumas Oichlin. Or Yesh Loimar? Maybe not. Because maybe, although there is such a rule, that rule says that if Oichel, in the state of Oichel, would be subject to Tumah Chamura, then we say that even if right now it's not subject to Tumah Chamura, and you're donning it from a Tumah Kala perspective, it doesn't need Hechsher Tumah. But if Oichel could maybe in a different Gilgul become something other than Oichel, and then be subject to Tumah Chamura, it could be part of a roof, part of a keli, it could be a chair, it could be anything. The fact that at that point it would be subject to Tumah Chamura, that doesn't impact in any way, shape, or form the halacha that says that when it's in the state of Oichel, it requires Hechsher in order for it to be Tameh. Either way, the Gemara continues its discussion of the Mishnah on Daf Kuf Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, Kuf Chav Zayin Amad Beis, which again was discussing the laws of Eiver HaMedoldol. So the Mishnah was talking about the Eiver HaMedoldol and said three halachas. And again, this is important for the Hemshech of the Daf. The first halacha was that the Eiver V'habasa HaMedoldol B'mehema, the Metame Tomas Oichlin B'mkoyman V'tzricham Hechshas. Even though Eiver HaMedoldol, Basar HaMedoldol, is also Bachila, it looks and feels a lot like Eiver Menachai and Eiver Nevela, but it's different from a Tumah standpoint. As it relates to Tumah, the halacha is they're not sources of Tumah. Stating that a big chiddush, that even while they're attached to the animal, they're subject to the laws of Tumas Leichel. That's a very big chiddush, because usually something alive can't have Tumas Leichel. Even a ben pekua that you're allowed to eat alive doesn't have Tumas Leichel. So it's a very big chiddush that the Eiver HaMedoldol and the Basar HaMedoldolim will have Tumas Leichel. But that was the first halacha of the Mishnah. Second halacha of the Mishnah was, what happens if you shech the behema while it had this Eiver HaMedoldol? So then the halacha is the same as it relates to the Eiver HaMedoldol. It's still not going to have be a source of Tumah. The fact that it was a Shechita doesn't now make it a source of Tumah. It's going to continue to be subject to Tumas Oichlin. There was a machlokes Remei Reb Shimon whether the Shechita is machsheret for Tumas Oichlin or not. And the Gemara gave six biurim and what exactly that machlokes was. The third case of the Mishnah, which is where the Gemara now picks up, that is what happens if there was an animal that had an Eiver HaMedoldol, Basar HaMedoldol, and now the animal died. It died naturally. In other words, the animal became a nevela. So the halacha is, HaBasar, the Mishnah said, Tzarech Hechsher. The Basar is going to need Hechsher. Meaning the fact that the animal died doesn't change the basar. The basar is still going to be viewed as oichel. It's going to require hechsher. The aver, however, metame mishum aver menachai ve'ene metame mishum aver nevel divir ameyer for Rab Shimon mitar. At first glance, it sounds like there's a machlekes Rameyer Rab Shimon. What about the aver? According to Rameyer, the aver is going to be tame. It's going to be viewed as aver menachai and not aver nevel. Aver menachai. Rab Shimon says it's not even going to be aver menachai.
What's the Sfar Rameir? So that the Gemara already explained. The Sfar Rameir is, Rameir holds Misa, Oisa, Nipoil. What does that mean? It means that when you have an Eivor HaMedoldol and then the animal dies, the way we look at the animal's death impacting the Eivor is it completed what had already almost happened while the animal was alive. So that Eivor, we look at not dying when the animal died, but as if when the animal dies, that Eivor retroactively died when it had almost died, which is while the animal was alive, if that makes any sense. So the Misa of the animal now deems the Eivor Menachai. It's a little counterintuitive. We kind of love all of our Freya, exactly. But that's the lump. It's very important. For Pashat Havana and the Gemara. This is just for on a Daf Yomi level. This is very critical. And that is that the Misa of the animal is Oisin Yipol. It creates the Eivor Menachai. Thus, Rameir says, even though an Eivor HaMedoldol is not Tameh, but once the animal dies, the Misa makes the Eivor Eivor Menachai. Eivor Menachai is a source of Tameh. The Basar is Tar. Because Basar Menachai is Tar. So this can't be any better than Basa Menachai. But as it relates to the Eivor, it's good. Reb Shimon Mitar. Reb Shimon says it's tar. Meaning Reb Shimon doesn't hold it as Svara. Reb Shimon holds Ein Misa Oisa Nipol at first glance. But if that's the case, the Gemara asks the very obvious question. Manafshach, Ein Misa Oisa Nipol. If Reb Shimon holds Misa Oisa Nipol, the time of Shemim Menachai. Again, what does Misa Oisa Nipol mean? If Reb Shimon holds, and when the animal dies, it completes what had almost been completed while the animal was alive. Meaning it makes the Eivor HaMedoldol Mikanu la bala mafreya, so to speak. Eivor Menachai. If that's the case, then it should be Tomei b'shom Eivor Menachai. Ni ein misa isenipol. If Rav Shimon doesn't hold it as far, misa isenipol. Meaning the misa doesn't make the Eivor HaMedoldol into Eivor Menachai. Then letami b'shom Eivor HaNevela. Then why is it any worse? Because it was an Eivor HaMedoldol, now somehow it's potter from becoming Nevela. It was part of a live animal. Now that this live animal died, it should be Basa Nevela, or even Nevela. So it should for sure be Tameh. That's the Gemara's catch. I mean, Rameir, I understand, Rameir is consistent. Rameir holds Misa Oisanipol. So you don't look at it as Nevela, look at it as Menachai. The Basa is going to be Tar, because Basa Menachai is Tar. The Eva is going to be Tameh, because Eva Menachai is Tameh. But Rav Shimon, Manavshach, if he holds Misa Oisanipol, then at the very least, the Eva should be Tameh for Eva Menachai. And if he holds Misa's any Oisanipol, then so Eva should be Tommy for Eva Nevela. Even the Basa should be a problem because of Basa Nevela. So what's Pashup Shad in Rab Shimon? Look, the Gemara, Rab Shimon HaReisha Kari. See, all we had in our Mishnah was three words. Rab Shimon Mitaher. That's all we had. We assume that Rab Shimon's going back on the last halacha, the third case of the Mishnah. Look, the Gemara, it's a ties. Rab Shimon is really referring back to the first halacha in the Mishnah. What was the first halacha in the Mishnah? Eva Vabasa, Amadudon, Behemim, Mitamah, Tumas, Oichlim, Mkoimim, Vitrich, and Hechshit. The first halacha of the Mishnah was maybe the biggest chiddush of the Mishnah. The simplest, but the biggest chiddush. Incidentally, it's the Gemara that we skipped. But that's another story. I meant to apologize in the beginning of the daf. We missed about six lines on daf kuf, chaf, vav, amid ves. Either way, but the Gemara said, what was the first halacha of the Mishnah? The first halacha of the Mishnah was that an Eivor HaMedoldol is subject to Tumas Oichlin even while it's attached to the animal. What do you mean? If it's attached to the animal, a live animal doesn't have Tumas Oichlin. So that's where Reb Shimon's coming to argue, it says the Gemara. Reb Shimon Mitaher on that halacha. He doesn't agree. He holds an Eivor HaMedoldol is Asa Bachilo, Basa Basa the Trevel. He's not arguing with all that. But you want it to be Tumas Oichlin while it's attached to an animal? It doesn't work that way. Zok the Gemara, Rav Asim, Rav Yech, my time to Reb Shimon. What's Pshat Reb Shimon? Now that we established Reb Shimon's arguing with the Reisha of the Mishnah, it's for now, by the way. We're going to revisit this soon. But for now, Reb Shimon's arguing with the Reisha of the Mishnah. What's the Makar? So Reb Asim said, name Reb Yechin, and I'll tell you the Makar. Amar Kor, the Pasuk says, Mikolo, Oichel Hashem Yochel. And we learn from there, Oichel Shat Yochel Achil Lachem, Kori Oichel, Oichel Shat Yochel Achil Lachem, Ein Kori Oichel. Reb Shimon has a shita that any food that you can feed to somebody else is considered Oichel for Tumas Oichel. But any food that you can't feed to somebody else is not considered Oichel for Tumas Oichel. This is Reb Shimon's shita that Isurei Hana is not subject to Tumas Oichel, something we saw very briefly yesterday. But anything that's not Roy Lachil Lachem is not Tumas Oichel. And Eivor HaMedoldol, could you feed it to somebody? Of course not. It's attached to an animal. So right now, nobody can eat it. Yid can't eat it. And a Ben Noach can't eat it. We're going to see a Ben Noach can't eat Eivor HaMedoldol even after it's detached. A Ben Noach can eat this. And being that nobody can eat it, so for that reason, we're out of business. It's not Yochel Achilu Lacherim. If it's any Yochel Achilu Lacherim, that's why Reb Shimon holds. This is Reb Shimon. This is Reb Shimon's halacha. Said Reb Asi in the name of Reb Yochel. That's why Reb Shimon holds. Says the Gemara. I'm only Reb Zeira Reb Asi. So Reb Zeira told Reb Asi. So in the beginning of the daf, we had Reb Zeira and Reb Asi. Here again, Reb Zeira tells Reb Asi, why do you need this pasuk? Reb Yochel needed a pasuk to explain Reb Shimon, as if without a pasuk, Reb Shimon saying such a big chiddush. I think the Chachamim are saying the Chiddush. I wouldn't say my time in the Reb Shimon, Mikol Oichel Hashem Yeyochel, make a whole drasha. Reb Shimon is very poshut. Do my time in the Reb Shimon Hasam, Hayol Ma'ura Ma'ura. Maybe Reb Shimon holds, you want to know why an Avraham Adulto doesn't have Tumas Eichlin? Very simple. Because the Avraham Adulto is attached to the animal. And a live animal, and I don't care that it's hanging on for dear life. That has no impact. At the end of the day, Hayolu Ma'ura, Ma'ura, says the Gemara, and I'll prove to you that there's such a Svara. Where do you have that? This is not the Tanya, this is the Tanan. We're Uktsin Paragibel Mishnaches, and also we're Il Kuf Chav Ches on the base, which was yesterday. Yichush al Te'ena, yeah, a branch of a Te'ena, Shenifshach, that got almost completely separated from the tree. Umu'urub a klipa. It's mamish hanging on with a klipa. Rabbi Huda Matar, Rabbi Huda says it's dark. Why? Because it's hanging on. At the end of the day, it's attached to a tree. It's something that's mechubal karka, it's not mechubal tumma. V'chachavim, v'chachavim say, yachal, lichye, it's tar. If you can wrap it up together with the tree and make it live, then it's going to be okay. Vim la, but if you can't save it, it's just a matter of time. Tomei, then we look at it as if it's already attached. What's wrong, Rabbi Yehuda? Rabbi Yehuda says that, no, it's for sure considered mechobar. It's always tar. The Amrit Lan, you yourself told us, this is Rabbi Zera telling Rabbi Asi, hayula ma'ura ma'ura. So you see there's a svar that is long, it doesn't matter if it's meduldol. It doesn't matter if it's ma'ura beklipa. At the end of the day, if it's attached, it's attached. So what? So what's artich with Rabbi Shimon? Why would you need this beer for Rabbi Shimon? Amalei. So he told him back, you're right. Amitziyasa. It's true. When Rabbi Yochanan said, my time with Rabbi Shimon, from the Pasuk, Mikol Oichel Asher Yochel, he wasn't coming to explain this Rabbi Shimon. Which Rabbi Shimon? The Rabbi Shimon Mitair of the Sefer, which we just said is really going back on the Resha. Rather, which Rabbi Shimon was he coming to explain? Rabbi Shimon, that's mentioned a little bit more mefurish in the Mishnah, more explicitly, that's Rabbi Shimon of the Mitziyasa, of the middle case. What was the middle case? He shechted the behema. The question is, does the Shechita machsher the Avraham Adulto so that now it could be subject to Tumas Eichlin, or is it not Machshir the Avraham Adulto? Rabbi Meir said it is. Rabbi Shimon said it's not. It was on that Rabbi Yochanan said, my time of the Rabbi Shimon, on Makro, he said it's not from the Pasuk, Michal Eichel Asher Yochel, Eichel Shat Yochel Achil Achim Kori Eichel, Eichel Shenat Yochel Achil Achirim, and Kori Eichel. That's where he explained the Salach, that Avraham Adulto was Eichel Shat Yochel Achil Achirim. And here he needed it, because here you shechted the animal. See, in the Resha, it was all attached. So there you have a Svara Hoyle Ma'ura Ma'ura. But over here, it's not attached, because you shechted the animal. So why should it not be okay? L'chayr, there was a Shechita, the Shechita was Machsherit. So for that, Rabbi Yochanan said, that's not Pshimon. You know why? Pshimon holds it's an issue? Pshimon holds it's an issue because it's Eichel Sheati Yochel Achilei Lacher. In other words, we have a new Pshad in Rabbi Shimon in the Mitziyasa. What's Pshad in Rabbi Shimon in the Mitziyasa? Because it's Eichel Sheati Yochel Achilei Lacher. But the Gemara asks the very obvious question. We had six Pshatim in Rabbi Shimon earlier in the sugya. So for the Gemara, again, why do I need now this new pshat, this pasuk, to tell me pshat in that Reb Shimon? That Reb Shimon was never an issue. That Reb Shimon, we had so many pshatim. By the way, Reb Yochanan was one of the pshatim in that sugya. V'dama time the Reb Shimon bayi, ikid the rabba, ikid the Reb Yochanan, and you could say v'chulu v'chulu over here. There were six pshatim over there. El olam ha-sefer, you're right. Really, he was coming to explain the sefer. The last case of the Mishnah, Velava Aver, and he wasn't coming to explain the halacha of Aver, but rather he was coming to explain the halacha of Basa, which halacha Mesa Behema, Habasa Tzarech Hechsher. It said Mesa Behema, the Basa needs Hechsher. For Rab Shimon Mitaher. So this is a noob shot in what Rab Shimon Mitaher means. So we thought first Rab Shimon was going on the Sefer, we couldn't make sense of it. So we said, really, Rab Shimon's going on the Resha. Now the Gemara is being Chayza, the Gemara is saying that Rab Shimon's going on the Sefer. Reb Shimon's going on the Sefer. Although Rashi speaks out that once we say that Reb Shimon is going on the Sefer, Koshkein, he's going to be going on the Resha, Ayin Rashi, the last Rashi before the Mishnah. But the point is, Poshup Shah, we don't have to say Reb Shimon Mitair is going back on the Resha. Reb Shimon's really going on the Sefer. What's he coming to say? He's coming to argue with the Halacha of Basar. The Tanakama said, or a mayor said, in the Sefer, that the Basar Hamidulbil, after the animal dies, is Hokshul Kabal Tumma. Reb Shimon says, no, it can't become Tumma. You know why? I'm Rabbi Yochanan. My time is the Reb Shimon. I'm Akramik Aleichal Ashe Yochel, Eichal Shat Yochel Achir, Kori Yochel, Eichal Shat Yochel Achir, Lacherim, and Kori Yochel. The reason Reb Shimon says his halacha in the Sefer as it relates to Basar is because being that it's Iat Yochel Achir, Lacherim, it's not something that could be subject because Avraham Hamidulbil and Basar Hamidulbil is not only also Achir to a Yid, it's also Achir of Menoyach. And as a result, the halacha is that it's iyat yochel achil acherim. If it's iyat yochel achil acherim, that's why you're going to be out. There's no way for it to be tame. Zok the Mishnah, Vayter, Eiver, v'habosar, hamidul dolim ba'adam.
Believe it or not, this sugya of Evra Medoldal and Basa Medoldalim, which is a real chulin sugya as it relates to behemoths, it's something that impacts the halachas of Tumas Adam as well. How so? Because we know a person is Tomei, Tumas Meis. Not just that, an Aver Min HaMeis is Tomei, an Aver Min HaChai is, as we'll see in the Gemara, a discussion whether it's Metame as well. So we're going to discuss now the Aver HaMedoldol and the Basar HaMedoldol of a human being as it relates to the halachas of Tumah. Not the halachas of Achila, because you're not allowed to eat human flesh, but it, with regards to the halachas of Tumah, if there's a halach of Aver Min HaChai and Avram and Ames, or Kazayis Basim and Achai, and Kazayis Basim and Ames, as it relates to Tumas Adam, Tumas Oyo, Maga, Masa, Paraduma, etc. So you have to now look at the Avram and the Basim and Dudolim Ba'adam from the context of Tumas Meis. That's this last sugya. Avram, Basim and Dudolim Ba'adam, Tahirim. So as it relates to Adam, it's going to be Tahar, which is very similar to the previous Mishnah. The Eivra Medoldol and the Basra Medoldol of a behemoth was also Tahar. Tumas Oichlin, that's a whole different discussion. That's a secondary Tumah. That means it could be a recipient of Tumah. But it's not a source of Tumah by behemoth. It's not a source of Tumah by Adam either. Mesa Adam. What happens if the person dies? Ha Basar Tahar. Ha Eivra Mitama Mishum Eivra Menachai. It's the same Allah. When the person dies, the Misa is Oisei Nipa. Being that the Misa is Oisei Nipa, we look at the Eivra of the Basar as if it was removed while the person was alive. Thus, the Basar is Tahar, because Basar min HaChai is not Tameh. So if a person, Le'olenu, loses a little bit of Basar, a Kizayas, a pound of flesh, that Kizayas Basar is not going to have the ability to be Metama. Kizayas Basar min HaMes is Metama, even Ba'oil. But Kizayas Basar min HaChai is not Metama. Eivra min HaChai, an Eivra of a human being, is Metama. This is big problems with Kayanim and things. So an Eivra min HaChai is Metama. Thus, Mises Oisunipo. So when the person dies, we look at it as if the Aver and the Basar were removed while the person was still alive. Thus, the Basar is going to be Tar, the Aver is going to be Tameh. But as it relates to the Aver, it's Metameh Mishom Aver Menachai, Ve'ene Metameh Mishom Aver Menameh Sivramei. It's Mamesh Rameir's Lashon in the Seifa of the previous Mishnah. It's Oisenipo, so we don't look at it as Aver Menameh, we look at it as Aver Menachai. What's the difference? The Gemara is going to say, Rav Shimon Metar. And again, this very ambiguous conclusion to the Mishnah of Rav Shimon Mitar. Why is Rav Shimon hold it star? So again, you have a person who has an Aver or Basar, Medoldol. Now the person died. Rav Shimon says the Aver is going to be tar. The Meir says the Aver is going to be tar, maybe Shom Aver Menachai. But Rav Shimon holds the Aver is going to be tar. If he holds Misa Zaysenipol. So then we look at the Aver as if it was detached before the person died, the Tam Mishom Aver Menachai. Let's look at it as having the same exact question we had a few minutes ago. Rav Shimon Baal Makai. Rav Shimon's not going back on the Seifa, like a very similar approach the Gemara is taking to what it took in the previous Rav Shimon Matar. But rather, Rav Shimon's Baal Makai. He's not even going back on our Mishnah. That's what Baalma means. In the Velt. Right? He's not even referring back to this Mishnah. What does that mean? The Kam, Tanakama. Rav Shimon was shtelling on a diuk in the Tanakama. The Tanakama said, Miso Isanipo. So if you have an Avram Adoldo, it falls off, or the person dies. The Allah, as we look at it as if it fell off while the person was still alive, we look at it as Eva Menachai and not Eva Menames. So the Tanakama said, Eva Metame Mishom Eva Menachai, Bein Etame Mishom Eva Menames. Almost Rav Shimon said, wow, so you see, I see a diuk in Rameir that he holds Eva Menames Ba'alma Matama, that Eva Menames Ba'alma is Tame. Because what was his Lashon? This Eva Medoldo, because Misa Isanipo will be Tomei Tumas Eva Menachai, not Tumas Eva Menames. As if to say there's something called Tumas Eva Menames. This just so happens to be is not Tomei Tumas Eva Menames, because Misa Isanipo. We look at it as if it was removed and it was a lot. But Rav Shimon said, you hold Rav Meir that an Eva Menames is Metama. Omele Rav Shimon, Eva Menames Ba'alma Loi Metama. That's Rav Shimon Metar. Nothing to do with Eva Medoldo. Rav Shimon's arguing in Hilchas Tumas Meis Mesechtes Ahalois. That's what he's talking about. He's saying that there's no such thing as the Aver of a mace to be Metama. That's what he's arguing on. How does he know that Rameir holds Aver and a mace as Metama? Because Rameir said that the Aver HaMedoldol is Metame. He said it's Metame Mishum Aver Menachai and not Mishum Aver Menames. As if to say there would have been two options. It's option A, not option B. But clearly there's two options. There's a musig of Aver Menames. And Rav Shimon says, I disagree with that premise. That's what he's Ba'al Makai. He's arguing with something that's not before in the Mishnah. It's a little bit of a doichik. That's what the Gemara is going to fall off of it. But for now, that's what the Gemara says. Rav Shimon is saying, says the Gemara, who holds? Is there such a thing that you could hold that an Aver Menames is not Metama? And to add insult to injury, to hold that Aver Menachai is Metama. sounds like Rav Shimon doesn't have a problem with Eva Menachai. It sounds like his problem is Eva Menames. So Eva Menachai of a human being is Metama, but Eva Menames is not Metama. So Gemara, yeah, it's a brice. Believe it or not, it's a brice. Omar Rabbi Liyaz, a Shomati I heard. She Eva Menachai Metama. Omar Rabbi Yeshua Menachai, but Eva Menames, but only Eva Menachai, not Eva Menames. Said Rabbi Yeshua, the Kalva Chaymer, isn't it a Kalva Chaymer? Machai Shutar. Eva Rabbi Yeshua Menotam, Madachai Hums Tar. An Eva that's Pirish from the Chayas Tomei, Meshu Tomei, like Kol Shekein. And then he continued. He said, you know, Kosov and Megillah's Tainus, it says in Megillah's Tainus, Pischa Ze'ira Doleva Mispah. Then on Pesach Sheini, no Hespedim. It's a Yontif, thus there's no Hespedim. Horabal and Mispah? Does that mean that on the real Pesach, yeah? Hello, Kolshke. Haganami called again. Of course, whatever you, so Yeshua told Rabbi Eliezer, you heard that Eva Menachai is Metam, didn't mean Eva Menachai, not Eva Menames. That's like saying Pesach Sheni and not Pesach Rishon. Kal v'chomer, you heard that even Eva Menachai. Amale, so Rabbi Eliezer told Rabbi Yeshua, kach shomati. This is what I heard, and if this is what I heard, this is what I heard. Either way, says the Gemara, you see from here this concept that it's possible to hold that Eva Menachai is Matama, not Eva Menames. It's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. Rabbi Shimon is going, Beshita is Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Shimon Matar in the Mishnah. He's not arguing with Oysen Nipal, Ein Oysen Nipal, because Rabbi Shimon Marav Shach, he has to hold one of the two. But rather, he's arguing with the premise that somehow was presupposed in what Rameir said, which is that Eva Menames is Matama. He holds like Rabbi Eliezer, Eva Menachai is Metama, not Eva Menames. Again, this is all with humans, not with behemoths. Says the Gemara, Ma'ika ben Eva Menachai, Eva Menames. Rabbi Meir said that it's Eva Menachai, it's not Eva Menames. As if to say there's a difference. What's the difference? The Gemara says two differences. Gezayis Basar, the etzem kisa'ira, perish me Eva Menachai, Eva Menachai. What would be if a Gezayis Basar was separated from this Eva? Or a bone the size of a sa'ira was separated from this eva. The time we learned to the Mishnah, basa poyrish me'eva menachai, basa that was poyrish from eva menachai, Rav Leza metamo, Rav Nuchini menachon, Rav Yeshua metar, Rav Leza says it's tar, Rav Nuchini menachon, Rav Yeshua says it's tar. So a kazayis basa of eva menames is for sure tame. What about a kazayis basa that's poyrish from eva menachai? It's a machloikas. So you see this in Afkamino. If you hold its tar, like Rav Nuchini ben Akana, Rav Yeshua do in that price, that would be your nafkamina. Another nafkamina is an etzim kisa'ira, ha'perish me'evim nachar. Rav Nuchini metanmo, Rav Lez Rav Yeshua metaren. Over there, the names switch. Rav Nuchini is the one that says tame, Rav Lez Rav Yeshua says tar. The point is, there are two differences. Says the Gemara, hashad asas lahachi. Now that you're telling me that there's nuances within the laws of Ever min ha'chai, of a human being, as it relates to the Gezayis Basa Pirish or the Etzim Kesayir that's Pirish, Bein Tanakam of the Rav Shimon Nami, then you can revisit the Machloikis Tanakam Rav Shimon. Rav Shimon was Metar. We're trying to figure out what Rav Shimon said. Doesn't seem like he's arguing with the halacha of the Mishnah. So we said Rav Shimon is Baal Makai. He's arguing with a hanocha that the Rameir is making in his discussion of this halacha, which is that a Ever Min Hameis is Metama. And we said Rav Shimon was like Rabbi Eliezer, who holds Ever Min Achai, not Ever Min Hameis, and even though it's a Kal V'chaymer, no. But the point is that that's what Rav Shimon says. As the Gemara, you don't have to come on to this daichik. You could say that really the machloikis Tanakam Rav Shimon is this machloikis gufa between Rabbi Eliezer on the one side, Rabbi Nechudim and Akon Rabbi Shua on the other side, with regards to Gezayis Basa Perish Me'eva Menachai, or the machloikis with Reb Nechunya on one side, Reb Elez, Reb Yeshua on the other side, with an etzim kisa oire, that's Parish Me'eva Menachai. That is the machloikis. Bein Tanakamal, Reb Shimon, Nami, Gezayis Basav, etzim kisa oire, Ike Benayi. There's a long Rashi that explains this last line Gemara in greater detail, but either way, loosely translated, could be the machloikis is gufa, that machloikis tanoim. And on that note, Hadron Allah, Ha'or, Ve'ar, exhale. Either way, just before we end, just one ha'ara, going back, going back to a little bit of Ray that we spoke out a few days ago, and that is, we spoke about Targum Yoinesim. So how did Targum Yoinesim come up? Because the Gemara was discussing the Shmoinah Shratzim. The Gemara brought a pasuk that says, V'zelechem atome basheretz, hasheretz al ha'aretz, ha'choyled, v'ha'achbar, v'hatzav l'mineo. So what does l'mineo mean? We know what a chaylid is. A chaylid is a weasel. An achbar is a mouse. A tsav, loosely translated, is a toad. But what is lamineum? Said the Gemara, Lahavi, it's coming to add three additional Shrotzim, that they're also included in the Shmoyne Shrotzim. The first one is the Arvad, which the Gemara said is a very dangerous animal. We'll have to speak about that another day, of Mesechtes Brachas, Daflam, and Gimel, and Aleph fame. Uben Anafilim, that's another one, the Salamandra. And the third one is the Salamandra. What's the Salamandra? So the Gemara says the Salamandra is a Sheretz HaNoitzer Min Ha'or, Hados al Yedek Shofim. Someone that takes the dam of the salamandra and he smears his body with it. And the Gemara at the very end of Seyda Mayid, the last Amid of Seyda Mayid, Chagiga Chav Zayin Amad Aleph, brings Musar from this salamandra. Rabbi Vol said, Talmid Chachamim Ein Ar Shal Gehen Mishal Letes Behem. Kal V'choymem Y Salamandra. Uma Salamandra She Told Us Eishi. Hasach Midom Ein Ar Shal Letes Boy. Talmid Chacham She Kol Gufa Yesh. Tichsiv Alei Kol Either way, on that Gemara, Chagigah of Zayin Amad Aleph, the Gemara that mentions salamandra, Tosfos says that, what's the salamandra? One line Tosfos. Hachoyled v'ha'achbar tirgimom yohoineson karkushto v'salamandra. So it says, Tosfos, that if you look in Targum Yohoineson, the Targum on the word achbar is salamandra. Incidentally, if you look in our Targum Yoinesin, on the word salamandra, I don't have it with me, on the word achbar, it doesn't say salamandra. Targum Yoinesin has salamandra on one of the other Shmoyne Shrotzim. But either way, Tosfos' girsa of the Targum Yoinesin was hacholid va'achbar tirgimam Yoinesin karkusht of a salamandra. And Rav Tzvi Hirschayis in his Haggah, on this Tosfos says that there's a mistake in this Tosfos. Because Tosfos is quoting a Targum Yoinesin on this pasuk. This is a pasuk in Parsha Shmini. Parsha Shmini is part of the Torah. It's in Sefer Vayikra. Yonasan ben Azil never wrote a pirish on Parsha Shmini. He wrote a pirish on Avin. But he never wrote a pirish on Torah. How do I know that? So he said it's a Mefurish Gemara. Mesechtes Megillah, Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. The Gemara says, Amar Rabbi Yirmiyahu v'Tamei Rabbi Chiya bar Abba, Targum Shal Torah, Unklas Agar, Amar Rupi Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua. Targum Shal Nevi'im, Yonasan ben Azil, Amar Rupi Chag Yischari Malachi. So it's a Mefurish Gemara. That Unklas wrote Targum on Torah, and Targum Yonasan wrote, or Yonasan ben Azil wrote Targum on Nevi'im. So Tosfos is quoting Targum Yonasan on this pasuk in Parsha Shmini. L'chaira, it's a ta'us. There's no such thing as a ta'us. What then did Tosfos mean? Said there's a Talmud Yerushalmi that was written on the Torah, Tof Yud. So somebody made a mistake. But the point is, it's not Targum Yonasan. What it really is, it's supposed to be Targum Yerushalmi. Now the truth is that we spoke out that the Matzchias is Raya from the Gemara. Daf Gimel Amud Aleph is a little bit Tzarech Bir, because all the Gemara says is that Unkelus wrote on Torah, and it says that Yonasan ben Azil wrote on Nevi'im Ksuvim. It doesn't say that Yonasan ben Azil never wrote on Torah. I mean, it sounds a little maybe like what the Maritz Chiyos is saying, but to come and say such a chiddush that there's no Targum Yonasan and we have a Messiah that there's something called Targum Yonasan, it's a mistake, and somewhere along the line, somebody was Taya based on this Gemara, it doesn't seem to be incontrovertible evidence that there is no Targum from Yonasan ben Azil on the Torah. Stating that, if you take a look at the Marsha and his Chiddush HaGadol on this Gemara, the Marsha is very clearly held that way. Because the Marsha asks Akasha, he says that Yonasan ben Azil lived well before Unkelus Ager. Yonasan ben Azil was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. Unkelus Ager was a Talmud of Rabbi Elezer and Rabbi Yeshua, who were Talmudim of Rabbi Yechon ben Zakkai, who was a Talmud of Hillel HaZaken. So chronologically, Yonasan ben Azil lived a lot before Unkelus Ager. And the Marsha asks, if that's the case, why didn't Yonasan ben Azil write a Targum on the Torah? Unkelus wrote on the Torah. Yonasan ben Azil wrote on the Vim. Why didn't Yonasan ben Azil write on the Torah? And he says, a Teretz, because Targum Yonasan is very different fundamentally than Targum Unkelus. Targum Unkelus is a Pirish. Targum Yonasan has a lot of Ramazan in it, like the Gemara itself says in Megillah, Gimel Amud Aleph, and that's why Yonasan ben Azil didn't write. But the point is, you see Mefurish in the Mashah, that the Mashah held that Yonasan ben Azil never wrote a Pirish Al HaTorah. Because if you're going to tell me he wrote a Pirish Al HaTorah, what's his kasha? He did write a Pirish Al HaTorah. He wrote on the Torah, he wrote on the Vim, he wrote on Ksuvim. This Gemara is rather not discussing it. This Gemara is discussing Targum Unkelus Al HaTorah and Targum Yonasan on Avim Ksuvim. What's the kasha? Elamai, it's Mefurish. It's Mefurish in this Gemara that in the Marsha, that the Marsha held that there's no such thing as Targum Yonasan. So you have on Ala Torah. So you have the Marsha in Mesechtes Megillah Daf Gimel Amud Aleph. You have the Maritz Chiyos in Mesechtes Chagiga Daf Chav Zayin Amud Aleph. And then we spoke at the Techida in Pesach Inayim here in Megillah Daf Gimel, and he refers to other Svarim where he's Meirich in this as well. That even though we have on the side of Army Kreis Gedolus Chumash and Targum Yonasan, it's not really Targum Yonasan. But Shmuel Reuven Grossman showed me a very important Marim Makim in this discussion, and that is the Pischei Tshuva it's in Evin Ezer, Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, in Seder Haget. So right at the end of Simen Kuf Nun Dalet, which is the conclusion of Hilchas Gittin, the Shulchan Aruch wrote a Seder Haget, it's called. It's Mechaber and Ramah, and you have the Noisa Kelim on it as well. The Mechaber over there discusses whether or not you need a Bezdin to oversee the Ksivas Haget and to oversee the Seder Haget. So we know Eid Chasim Akarti, Eid Mesir Akarti, Bufanei Nechta, Bufanei Nechta. You know all the Lundis and a lot of the basic sugyas of Mesachtas Gittin. Va'advar Matikin, do you need a Bezdin? Does a Bezdin have to preside over Ksivas Haget, or does it not have to preside over Ksivas Haget? And the truth is a very big tum on the Pesach. This famous truth is from the Rebbe Yehuda and the Chassam Sofer. We spoke about this when we learned Masechta Schul, and this was festering. But the point is a very big discussion whether you do need a Bezdin or whether you don't need a Bezdin. In the context of this very elaborate Ishmaka festa discussion, the Pesachei Tshuva brings the Urim V'Tumim, who quotes a Targum Yonason. He says, Mefurish Targum Yonason. I don't understand the Rebbe Yehuda. Everybody's discussing this. It's a Mefurish of the Targum. The Pasuk says, Gikach Ishisha, Uba Allah, Foyim Laysen Zechem, Einav Kimatz Ba'erbaz Dover, V'Kosav La'Sefer Krisos, V'Nosan V'Yoda, V'Shilcha Be'Besai. Says the Targum Yonason, Arum Yisav Gvar Ito V'Yeil Ala, V'Hei In Lo, Hashkechas Rachamim Be'enoi, Arum Ashkach Be'i, Averos Pisco. We're up to now because of the Sefer Krisos. The Yichtoiv La Sefer Teirichon. Teirichon is Aramaic for Krisos. Kodam Beidina. You're going to write it in front of Bezdin. The Yitain Vershusay. You're going to put it in her Rishus. The Yashu Yosami Beisay. You're going to send her away from your home. But either way, Targum Yonason added a few words. The Yichtoiv La Sefer Teirichon Kodam Beidina. The Yitain Vershusay. Says Rav Yonason. Rav Yonason, I was just in his Urim V'Tumim, and I don't understand this whole discussion. It's a Mefurish of Targum Yonason. It's Yonason Ben Azil. So it's over. It's checkmate. What exactly is the conversation? Says the Pesachei Tshuva. Ach. Betshuvas Chaim Shaal Simin Tov Lamed Ois Yud Huve Dvarav Besefer Zocher LaAvram Sosa Dvarav Ki Mashe Hevi Midivrei Toisus. He had a right from a Toisus as well that he knocks out. But as it relates to the Targum Yonason Achnira Dloy Nog He Mishum. He says this the ain't as it relates to Mashe Hevi Mitargum Yonason Kvar Kosafti B'Makoros Acherim the ain't Zeh Targum Yonason. This is not Yonason Ben Azil. And we're not chayish for it. Neged Ashas v'Hapoiskim. It's not something that we worry about if he goes Keneged Ashas v'Hapoiskim. So if we don't have any rayas to the contrary, of course you're going to go with Targum Yonason. But to end the conversation, because it's a Targum Yonason that we don't do. And that's why the Noi Debido wrote Tshuvas. And that's why all the G'dayli Yisrael were mafalful in something that's a Mefurish Targum Yonason. If it was a Mefurish Gemara, nobody would be having this conversation. The Teretz is, it's not a Mefurish Gemara. It's a Targum Yonason. It's not Yonason ben Azil. Yonason ben Azil is the Talmud Muvik of Hillel HaZaken. So of course that would end, but it's not Yonason ben Azil. Therefore, we have to know what Chazal said. And the Achronim were discussing what Chazal held with regards to Bezdin, and to the extent the conclusion would be from Gemara is that you don't need Bezdin, we would have been espoused from the fact that there's a Targum Yonason. The point is, it's a Mefurish of Pesachei Tshuva, he brings it from Kadmoinim, that it's not Targum Yonason ben Azil. And because it's not Targum Yonason ben Azil, it's for that reason, Lo'choshishin Anachno. The Messiah is that we're not so nispal from what it says in Targum Yonason ben Azil to the extent that it's Keneged Gemara. It sounds like if it's not Keneged Gemara, of course, we're appreciating and accepting the fact that it's a very chashuv pirish, but as it relates to going Keneged Shas v'Poiskim, if it was Yonason ben Azil, it would be one thing. But being that the Messiah is that it's not Targum Yonason ben Azil, we look at it differently. Another classic example of a Targum Yonason that says something that's earth-shattering in halacha, where we don't necessarily follow it, and that is on the pasuk of Lo Yil Yiyach Kli Gever Al Isha, V'Lo Yil Bash Gever Simlas Isha, Ki Toyevas Hashem Alekecho Kol Oysa Eila. So this is the halacha of Lo Yil Bash, Lo Yil Bash, and there's a lot of Teresh Biksav on exactly what this pasuk means. But loosely translate, a man's not supposed to wear woman's clothing, and woman's not supposed to wear man's clothing. It says Targum Yonason on this pasuk, Lo Yiyach Kli Gever Al Isha. So a woman should not wear Kli Gever. So what does that mean? She shouldn't wear a borzalina, says the Targum Yonason. So what it means is as follows. Lo yehevon gulion de tzitzis utfilin, de hinon tikune gvar al ita. A woman's not allowed to wear tzitzis and tfilin. As I state in Targum Yonason. Now the truth is a woman allowed to wear tzitzis and tfilin? Can a woman wear tzitzis and tfilin? These are Mefurish Halach and Shulchan Aruch. The Mechaber in Simin Yud Zayin, Hilchas Tzitzis, says, Noshim v'avodim pturim. Nashim avodah apart from wearing tzitzis, but nation mitzvah seish as man garama. Tzitzis by day, not by night. Urisa moisa. So, being that you don't wear tzitzis at night, you're not mechuyev to, so it's laila. So therefore, noshim va'avadim p'turim mipnei she'im mitzvah aseh she'as mangarom. Says the Rambam, mikol makom, im roitzin la'akvoy, if a woman wants to wear tzitzis, ulevarech olav, and she even wants to make a bracha, reshus b'yada, k'mei b'shar mitzvah aseh she'as mangarom. There's no difference between a woman wearing tzitzis and a woman sitting in a sukkah. And the Rambam's shita is that if a woman sits in a sukkah, she would make a leisha basukkah. So too, if a woman puts on tzitzis, she'd make a bracha. Liz atev bach tzitzis. Stating that, the Rambam says, ach, mechzi kiyuara. It's mechzi kiyuara. V'lachin, ein lahem luvash tzitzis. Hoyo v'ein echaydes gar. She doesn't have to anyways. It's only something you're obligated to wear if you're wearing a beged shel dal kanfos. And it's mechzi kiyuara. So the Rambam says, besenisht. But you want to know, halacha l'maisa? The Rambam says it's okay. In Hilchis, fill in. So there, the Shulchan Aruch takes a little bit of a different approach. There, the Mechaber says, "Nashim avadim turim mitfillin, but neishim mitzvah seishes man grama." Same lashon. Then the Rama says, "Nashim roitzin lahachmar alatzman moichin biyada." If a woman wants to wear tefillin, you're supposed to protest, literally. Moichin biyada. As I state in the Rama, says the what's the reason? So the Neisa Kamos begat. Mr. Brewer brings it already. It's based on it's a zaitiger reason. It's because women were considered to not have guf naki nida etc. And as a result, we don't want a woman to wear tefillin because tefillin is sarach guf naki kalisha bal knafayim. And a woman is someone that's not going to be just like a cotton. You don't give tefillin to. It's a similar idea. But the point is, it's related to nekios. But as it relates to me, ikur adin. It's clear, the Shulchan Aruch, the Mechaber, the Rama, treated tzitzis and tefillin no differently than any other mitzvah aseh mangarama. And if a woman wants to, she can. And according to Rabbeinu Tam, which is the Minhag Ashkenazim, she wants to make a bracha, she can make a bracha. Of course, according to the Rambam Shita, she wouldn't make a bracha. Vadvar matikin. But the point is, tzitzis and tefillin, the question is, what do you mean? It's a mefurish Targum Yonison. The Targum Yonison says, well, you have a gulion the tzitzis who tefillin the hin on tikune gvar alita. What happened to this Targum Yonison? I think the Teretz is part. It's the same Teretz. It's the same Pesachei Tshuva. Just like the Pesachei Tshuva said that there's a whole discussion in the Poskim regarding Sidur Aget, whether it has to be done Bifnei Bezdin, Shlo Bifnei Bezdin. I am a Mefurish of Targum Yonison. Targum Yonison says, V'yichtav l'sefet terichun kodem beidino. The Teretz is, V'advarim atikin, that we're not chayish for that. So too, when it comes to here, we're not going to be chayish for it either. Incidentally, there is a shitas halavush, where the lavush brings this targum yonison halacha, and the place can bring this lavush, and the lavush says that, no, a woman shouldn't wear it because of this targum yonison. Like you have that urim v'tumim, with regards to ksivas aget bifnei bezdin, based on the targum yonison, there's the shitas halavush here as well, but it wasn't the mechaber, it wasn't the ramah, and the el-yurab, if you look, if you mind in the paiskim, almost all the paiskim argue with the lavush. Incidentally, historically speaking, did women ever wear tzitzis? Did women ever wear tefillin? So the Gemara talks about Michal Bashal, that Michal Bashal used to wear tefillin, v'loi Michal b'chachamim. It's a sugya in the beginning of Perek HaMoitz tefillin, right in the beginning of the 10th Perek of Mesechtes Erevin. Taisus brings a gerus that maybe the Chama were Meicha, but the Pashas is they were a Meicha. So you see that Michal Bas Shaul wore tefillin. The Velt says that Rashi's daughters wore tefillin. I don't know where that comes from exactly, but the point is, that's what people say. That Rashi's, but I'll tell you something that I did see innovating. I saw in the Paradis Yosef on this Pasuk right here. See, he brings the Targum Yonason, and then he says, U'bazeh Yisyashev, meaning the Targum Yonason says it, so L'chura, it should be a problem. So he says a pshat to answer the Targum Yonison. But the bottom line is he brings that b'masha mesuper the ishtoi shel Rabbeinu Arachayim Hakadosh hoisa maneches tefillin k'michol bashal. Now you know the rest of the story. So I don't know if Rashi's daughter's worth tefillin. I don't know where that comes from. But the wife of the Arachayim Hakadosh, stated in Pardes, this is the new Pardes Yosef, in Parshas Kiseitze, on that pasuk of Yilbash Isha Kli Gever, the Pasuk brings that the Arachayim HaKadosh's wife wore tefillin.